Every April in Kansas, ranchers in the Flint Hills set fire to millions of acres of prairie. Smoke blows through towns and cities across eastern Kansas. The annual burning helps replenish the grasslands and keep woodlands from overtaking the prairie. But recently, government officials have expressed concern about the impact the fires are having on the region's air quality. From Kansas City, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Prairie fires are a familiar sight here. Signs posted along the interstates warn travelers don't drive into dense smoke. Sometimes in the distance, sometimes just on the side of the road, smoke plumes up from a thin line of flame. On one side, the ground is black. On the other side of the flame, brown, dry grass blows in the wind. Gary Brew drives his truck over rough roads in Chase County, in the heart of the Flint Hills. Chase County contains 400,000 acres of some of the best pasture in North America. Brew, a county commissioner, says ranchers bring their cattle here from as far away as Texas. The annual fires keep that pasture green and productive. Pointing to the hills in the distance, Brew says the fires are part of life in the Flint Hills.
You can see all those hills across there. You can imagine, you know, at night and the fire just going across the... You can just see for miles and miles the fires going across the hills. And it's a neat sight. It's really neat.
Recently, a letter from state environmental officials sparked a controversy here in Chase County about as hot as one of those prairie fires. The letter noted that over a three-day period last spring, smoke from the Flint Hill fires helped push ozone levels in Kansas City above approved limits. Over the last few decades, air quality in Kansas City has mostly been good. But Art Spratlin, EPA Air Quality Director in the Kansas City area, says a new, tighter standard recently adopted for ozone means that more restrictions on emissions may be needed.
There is a great deal of concern here at EPA and in the states and within the community that we're going to be over that limit and have to do some things to improve air quality here in Kansas City after this coming summer.
Environmental officials have hinted that mandatory restrictions on prairie fires are possible, but for now they're asking ranchers to voluntarily restrict the timing and the size of their burns. In their letter, they asked local fire officials to work with ranchers to spread out the prairie fires between February and May. It also asked fire officials to limit on any given day the number of fires set on more than 160 acres.
If I could only burn 160 acres a day, it'd take me over 3 months to get my burning done.
Tim Miser is unloading a trailer holding a couple of dozen heifers and calves onto a lush green pasture just a few miles north of Cottonwood Falls. Miser manages several thousand acres of grassland in the Flint Hills. Like most cattlemen around here, when he heard about the state letter, he got mad. He wonders why Kansas City doesn't take care of its own problems rather than blame them on ranchers in Chase County.
My dad was here, my granddad was here. We've looked after grass for over 60 years and have been burning it all that time. If you don't burn tall grass prairie, it won't be very long. You won't have tall grass prairie. You'll have brush and forest.
There's about 4.5 million acres of prairie in Kansas's Flint Hills. Mike Holder says that's about 95% of the tall grass prairie remaining in North America. Holder is the Kansas State University Extension agent in Chase County. He says periodic fires burn off encroaching bushes and trees and are an important part of the tall grass prairie ecosystem.
It's a part of what happened long before ranchers came here. Mother Nature burned it with lightning, and the Indians that occupied this area of the country, which they tell us for about 10,000 years, obviously used fire to burn the prairie, or else it wouldn't have been a prairie when the settlers got here in the 1850s and the explorers 20 or 30 years before them.
Maintaining the prairie is important, but Holder says there's another reason why cattle ranchers fire the grass every April. It eliminates last year's dead grass that no longer has any nutritional value, clearing the way for new growth that's of much greater value to cattle and to ranchers.
If you burn in April, then the cattle grazing that burned pasture are going to gain about 10% more than cattle grazing an unburned prairie or one that's burned outside of that window. And so that spells out a lot of dollars to ranchers.
The strong reaction from ranchers has stung state and federal environmental officials, who now say any plan to improve air quality in the cities will have to take into account the annual fires necessary to preserve and maintain rural Kansas's tall grass prairie. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.